So let's continue. So how's the tour going so far for you guys?
Oh, very nice. Actually, we are introduced to a new audience who weren't aware of Hungary, you know. Yeah, of course, all these kids come from Black Dahlia. They come from Black Dahlia Murder, but a lot of them actually dig us. We'll see later the result of this. Actually, when I was myself like 14 something, and I went to shows, at first I only cared for the headliners. And when I grew a bit older, what happened is that I opened myself to what the other bands had to say. Such thing will happen to them simply. And we have a raging crowd, and it's the first time that we have like 5 days in a row with a huge mosh pit in front of us. So, and the band has been active for 8 years.
And how do you think the band is being received with, like you said, different crowd?
Very well. Of course, our music is a bit complex for young people
who
are not familiar with the structures of metal. And this is not, I won't say that Black Dahlia are overtly simple. Their music is pretty mature, and I just don't understand why teenagers dig them the most, because they are far simpler, funnier,
dumber. Straightforward, yeah.
Yeah, and they still have a lot of riffinery, and I truly find myself to enjoy their music, even if I'm 40 years old and my tastes are very far from that of a teenager. But the direction were very great, and we've seen in forums and comments these kids digs a lot, and next time we come, they will support us with the merch and come in mass and no problem. That's how we start. You always remember the bands you loved at 14, but what you discovered at 22, most of it you forget, you know. So it's just like setting the seed.
And how do you guys see now your album that has been out for over a year?
Yeah.
How do you see it now that you're uninvolved? Well, you're less involved with it than before that you came out of recording it.
Oh, yeah, it took a year to record. And, you know, it's like I've been 3 years out of job because of Augury. I'm a teacher, and now I have to return to my professional life to keep my permit. But I'll resume touring next summer. And what happened is that, see, the result is a very complex album, and it's not something that we expected to become a mass consumption product. So, and the comeback were awesome. We had far like 99% good comments about it, and it starts picking up, and we have the reception is overwhelming, actually, to be brutally honest.
But how are you guys satisfied with it? Has any of that level changed from when you were so involved to now that it's been a year that you're not that?
No, we still like the album. I still listen to it. And I still listen also to our first album. So when I like something, I never get tired. I'm not the type of guy to go for the flavor of the moment. My favorite album is still Anthems by Emperor from 97. You know, well, we like something, we'll like it forever.
And how about, are you guys starting to write any new music for...
Well, that's what our, like I said, from September to June next year, I'll be out of touring, so all my spare times will be devoted to create new music. We already have songs written for the next album, but to complete the rest of the song, like eight songs, 45 minutes... it's not songs that you write around a case of beer over a weekend, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They require lots of work. The album could have been recorded faster. We changed drummer in the meantime. But it left us the time to mature the song a little bit more. But the next album, we made a little pact to try to make it faster. And we are heading to recording ourselves, actually. Matt, the guitar player, is good with sound. And actually, Hug, the guy who recorded most of Fragmentary, it's a friend. Most of Fragmentary Evidence was recorded in a tiny apartment on a computer. We put mattresses straight up to make myself a booth for singing, and I had to sing the clean part in the middle of the day, because when I sing my clean parts, it's very loud, and the neighbors from 5 stories above could hear me. So I sang so loud that I burst an hernia somehow.
And how is the label being responsive to helping you guys promoting?
We had many interviews. We had many ads in magazines all around the world. Most of it I couldn't see because it's in another language or somewhere else. But they did a very fine job. And also, when we signed to the label, I was a bit apprehensive because such a big label usually is very tight with artistic control. We had to change absolutely nothing. Perhaps some little details at the mastering and stuff, but you know, it's like, but we weren't told to change our sound or our look or whatever, you know. They kind of accept the fact that that this band is surrounded by a 40-year-old nerd, so I appear on stage with my glasses, which are covered with tapes right now, and the fact that we look plain and the fact that we don't invest not at all in our look. It's like we simply are what we are, ordinary people. We try to make extraordinary music. I'm sorry, English is a second language to me.
Yeah, no, it's not a problem. So, are you going to release the next album through Nuclear Blast then?
Yeah, because actually the contract we have with them is like anything we produce has to be submitted to them.
Oh, okay.
So if they want it, fine. If they don't want, we can ship it something else. But it's a detail I wish to leave aside. But we are mandated to do other albums with them. And they have that priority to publish it.
Okay. So, and how do you guys see the scene in Canada? There's not a lot of extreme metal bands that actually have a big name.
Well, more than you think. Actually, it's because they are mostly concentrated in our hometown of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of Montreal, well, you had Strapping Young Lads in Vancouver. It's no longer in action. But still remember, Into Eternity and Divinity from Central Canada, the Prairies, they are great bands. In Quebec, well, they are swarming. You know, us, Cataclysm, Martyr, Unexpected, Voivod. And there are so many bands that tour, Beneath the Massacre, and Dissonance. And it's like a big family. Our drummer is from Neuraxis. The founder of Neuraxis is my landlord. The singing Martyr is the guy who introduced me to my wife. You know, it's like, and we all collaborated with each other, you know. And the guitarist in Cataclysm is my neighbor, and he mixed the album. So
like you're saying, the scene in Canada is pretty close tight.
Yeah, to tighten it a little bit, and we have more and more people from like the Maritimes or the West come to Montreal and to draw links and collaborate, start collaborations, you know, which is good. And what happened is that the cities are very far apart.
Oh yeah,
you have a big turnout and the people are very supportive. Like we played in front of 50 people and they bought like for $700 of merch a few years ago, you know. So it's the number is not a warranty of financial success. So in Canada, you know, it's a very tight knit. We have more and more and more bands that are touring elsewhere. So it's making a name. Actually, when you're within it, when you're within something, you don't notice. Like if you went to the Bay Area in the late 80s, or you've been to Norway late 90s to early 2000, you say, oh, it's a mythical scene, big, blah, 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 influential. But if you go there, they don't feel it this way. You know, it's when they go abroad and they hear people talk, oh, yes, that much. It's a bit, we're a bit in that situation. There are a lot of blah, blah going with Montreal, but in Montreal, it's like being in any other city with any other metal scene. Perhaps we had, you know, a lot of Quebec was the only place where prog rock remained popular when the genre crumbled in the late 70s. So that taste for prog leaked onto the next generation. And also Quebec was always Quebec people are a bit. People like to exaggerate on many things, so our fast bands wanted to be the fastest bands, and our progressive bands wanted to be the most progressive. Of course, years after years, we toned down and more, and are more into making good songs, but still you have that fast edge and that progressive edge, and it doesn't need to be all the time, but it's there when needed.
And you guys personally, what influences can you quote? To be the main force behind you guys?
Oh, many, many, many. There's a band in Montreal that didn't make big in abroad that was called Oblivion, that we all love, DBC, Gorgoth, Gorgoth being big a lot, and Reforming, Cryptopsy. But outside of this, we have very different influence. Like, Forrest, the bass player on the album, is a big Pastorius fan, and general prog and Slade and stuff. Mathieu, the founder of Augury, the other guitar player, is like a classical and acoustic and flamenco guitar buff, so he's into Michael and Edges and a lot of experimental stuff, you know. Myself, I'm like the black metal guy. I'm into more straightforward and blast beat orientated. I still love Cradle, Dimmu Borgir. My favorite album of all time is his Anthems from Emperor. And you could add to this the last three Acker Cocker albums, Strapping Young Lads, Mutant, Symbiosis from France. Oh, so many albums. Nowadays, I like to listen metal bands from the third world, like Rudra. Rudra is a band from Singapore. But the musicians in it are third-generation Indian immigrants in Singapore.
Oh, okay.
So, and Ktonic from Taiwan and many other bands, it's not that they are heroes or something, but the fact of growing up outside of plain Western influence gave another flavor to the music.
Yeah.
You know, like we're driving a Sanskrit chants and lyrics in Hindi, and there were many other things that I like. I'm a big classical buff as well.
And how do you guys come together to compromise then, since you seem to everybody come with a different background?
We don't need to that much. Everybody came with songs that were fully written, but the final arrangements were done collectively. So what happened is that kind of equalized is to a common point. You know, we took individual songs and made them augury songs. And so whatever, and sometimes you have to accept other tastes, like many of the songs by Forest have a bluesy kind of cowboy feel,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not that much into, but you know, come on, we'll do it anyway. And I mean, and the other one, he found my songs to be a bit more for straightforward. But I like it this way, because I start writing up with vocals, and it would ruin the feeling if I was trying all the time to do 13/8 signature times over it, you know. Oh, that depends. So that gives us a whole array of sounds, actually.
And for example, and if you had to describe the sound of the band, yeah. which is what I found that most critics had problem with, how would you describe it yourself?
You sound wise, well, to give an idea to somebody who doesn't have the sound in ear right now, we tune to low A tuning, but what B, but drop A, like Nile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's very heavy.
Oh, but I mean the genre.
The general wolf extreme metal, extreme progressive metal it's like a fusion cuisine, you know. You have a meal that has a bit of Thai and a bit of Arabic, you know. The words failed to properly describe this, actually. Let's we say that we have because I can say we are black metal, but because there are moments that totally aren't black metal. We aren't quiet band, there are quiet parts that shift into a very fast blast beat, so I sing many types of vocals. So no, we are a bit of it's a bit like Jackie Chan. You know Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
A journalist was giving him an interview actually. And he said, "How do you call your martial art? Is that kung fu? Is that karate? Is that judo?" He said, "I would say chop suey, because I have a bit of kung fu, a bit of karate, and a bit of judo, and a bit of jujitsu, and a bit of whatever." You know, so it's metal for the eclectic mind.
So if you had to coin your own term, what would you coin? Like a lot of bands call this just alien metal and weird stuff.
Alien
like that.
Metal. People call this way.
Not you guys, but other bands call themselves that. So if you had to call yourself something.
Progressive extreme metal. This is, and other guys in the band would say something different. I really don't know, and it's not something that we sit and think, hey,
exactly.
It's like we don't sit there and think, okay, we have to play fast and complex. It comes by itself. So if I wake up with the idea of a three-chord ballad, I will make a three-chord ballad. Well, simply what I will do, I will add the complex guitar parts over it so the other guys don't get bored. But if we wake up with an idea of something very complex, we won't simplify it to be more commercial. We will play complex, and that's it.
So for all the people expecting the next album, what can you tell them to expect?
It will be fast. The only thing that I can foresee right now is that I will put a bit more emphasis on my clean vocals. First and foremost, because I have more ideas for it. Second, when the next album will be out, I will be around 42 years old, and singing a whole set of from 45 minutes might kill me a lot. So I play guitar at the same time. So by by like you say, planning our future sets, I'll be able to last longer as a vocalist. Dries and blah blah blah. Oh boy.
Are you gonna have to limber up before playing too?
What?
You're gonna have to stretch.
What I do is I actually have a nap and down the Red Bull. That's what I do. I don't drink very much. Like, you know, in real life I'm a high school teacher, so I'm still a role model. And the funny part is that they still hire me every time, even if I sing in the death metal band. The parents dig it.
Oh.
Sometimes we have the, you know, the report card meeting, and we are in the gymnasium, all the teachers with all the little tables and a lineup of parents. So how my son is doing? And one of them came and, I really dig your work. Oh, it's the first year I teach French. Well, I've sucked. No, I was meaning this and flash a T-shirt. And is the parent of a student, not a student.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's different.
Yeah, totally. It's funny because, like, in my home area, 10 years ago, I've been fired from a school simply for being in a band. But now the mentalities has changed. And what is cool is at our shows we see families, older people, younger people. It's not only the typical teenager metalhead dressed in black, you know. We're not like this, and so we're happy to address a lot of
music is getting more broad now, and there's different kinds of people showing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is different. Now people are not scared to go to the shows.
No.
Like 10 years ago.
Just steer away from the mosh pit. You had some cities that it's a miracle that nobody came out of it injured, you know.
So if you had to, just to close it up, if you had to recommend a few things for bands to do in order to get where you guys are, what would you say?
Be patient. You know, my age alone is a testimony that it took me long. I started playing music in fucking 1985. You know, I did my first show that year. I produced my first demo in 1990. I started playing guitar in 1981. And I did my first tour out of Quebec. I was 35. So you have to be patient. If you're not lucky, be patient and be persistent. Resilience is the key. Of course, if what you produce is boring to listen and crap, just give up. But if you have confidence in what you create and you are persistent and patient, you have chances. What chances? Right? It took, you know, people will say, I had friends who know nuclear, blah, 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 blah. We had those same friends were around us for 15 years, you know. But only then were we to their heights were we ready to make the step.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, all of the surrounding, the management, and most of the people. I know Mathieu. I founded Augury with Matt, the other guitar player. We know each other for 13 years. Most of the people I know in the scene, even more than this. You know, so you have to be persistent. And I remember myself 15 years ago being jealous of seeing a local band getting big, and now I'm bigger than them. Yay. But the funniest part of it is that when I was a teenager, everybody kept telling me, you have to go commercial, you have to cut on the distortion, down, talk about love, blah, 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 or you'll sit in your garage. I'm playing music that is 20 times heavier than them, and I'm the one touring, and they are the ones playing in their garage. So this is a little victory for me.
Yeah, no, exactly, it is.
And I'm sure that the other guys as well had such experience, you know, with other people. But I'm telling you, it's me who's there, so that's why I'm telling you.
Okay, so just to close it up, if you had to say anything else to your fans and people going to future tours of Augury, what would you recommend them to expect? And to prepare for?
Well, it will feel like if Godzilla trampled your town. Just stay metal and never give up. Thank you for the support.
Well...